The Free Ride World Tour will return to Haines for a third year in 2017. The extreme ski and snowboard competition features elite athletes taking on the slopes around town. The tour brings dozens of athletes, organizers, and media to town for several days in the spring. Haines is the only North American stop on the worldwide tour.
It is really exciting.
Leslie Ross is the tourism director in Haines.
What we have to our benefit is that Haines is world-renowned as one of the top places these skiers and snowboarders want to come. So it's definitely driven by the athletes themselves. They want to compete here.
Because the borough doesn't dole out the same financial support provided by other stops on the tour, Ross says there's always a chance they won't come back. It's not cheap for the whole crew to get here, stay in hotels, and take helicopters to the mountaintops for practice and competition. Ross says organizers spent around $70,000 on helicopter flights alone at the most recent competition and $100,000 the year before. And while most stops on the tour can afford to foot the free ride bill, Haines is not in that position. But the community comes through in other ways.
Well, the borough and the tourism department here, I have a chunk of funding for events, and this is one of them that it's used for. The community kicks in a lot of in-kind. So in-kind is really high, and then I think locally we had donations in the round of about 7,500 last year.
Free ride organizers are still looking for more statewide and regional sponsors to fund their Alaska venture. The revenue from bed and sales tax and the money spent at local restaurants is a big boon for Haines in a less busy time of year. And Ross says the global spotlight cast on the community during the competition is invaluable.
For us, I just think it's great. As someone who markets a town in Alaska, Alaska's the destination. So to be a destination within a destination is pretty hard. And so to be a destination for skiing kind of puts us on the map as a town, not just Alaska.
In 2017, Ross is hoping to include more activities during the week around the actual event, including film showings and school visits by the athletes. She says during a meeting with organizers in the coming days, more details will be ironed out. But the wild and free side of backcountry sports is not without its risks. So far this year, two freeride athletes have died in the backcountry. Swedish skier Matilda Rapoport died this week as a result of injuries after getting caught in an avalanche while filming in Chile. Rapoport finished second in her category at the Haines competition in March. 2016 snowboard champion Estelle Ballet died in April in an avalanche in Switzerland. Tom Winter is the Americas manager for the Freeride World Tour. He says the death of Rapoport was a shock, but she died as a result of doing what she loved.
Life is very fragile when you're in a natural environment without boundaries and without safety nets. You know, life is richer, but also there's risk that comes along with that.
Winter says Free Ride is looking forward to coming back to the world-class runs that Haines offers, partly because the community is one of the friendliest on the tour. That, coupled with the spectacular conditions, makes the extra investment worth it, he says.
We feel, and I think I speak for all the athletes and everyone else involved in the tour, we feel so blessed when we visit Haines. The warmth of the community and the beauty of the location, it is such a special spot, and the hospitality is unparalleled, and so it's a true blessing to be able to come and visit you guys in Alaska, and I'm really looking forward to it again this year.
With some technical glitches this spring, Winter says organizers will definitely have a plan B next year. The satellite link failed on the day of competition, so there was no live feed of the action, something that many in Haines and around the world look forward to. Winter says they might also be looking at a change of venue, though weather and other challenges will dictate that. Winter says, especially in Alaska, staying flexible is a key to success. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.